Imagine a crop that might take you 12 days with 12 people to get planted. This family has come up with a slightly faster way to plant now, but there is still work to create one of the largest types of this farm that you will find in the eastern U.S. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Art and Wendy Johnson had an idea for a unique crop at their Dewberry farm. They wanted to begin a U-Pick tulip farm. The first year, they planted 42,000 bulbs. The next year, 50,000 bulbs. It was a job all done by hand.
It took us about 12 days with 12 people, and it's miserable.
When Wendy wanted to plant over 100,000 bulbs the third year, Art invested in a planter. It can plant 2,000 bulbs in 10 minutes, but they need 5 people to help run the planter. They plant new bulbs every year to ensure the best and most beautiful crop.
We get them from Rutefeld Bulb Company in Holland. Right around Halloween, they'll give us a call, say the ship has left the harbor.
They hope to have the bulbs planted by Thanksgiving. Art says they plant new bulbs each year to get the quality and look they need for the U-Pick tulip business.
You need a premium bulb that's been grown and cared for properly. We're wanting that one bloom per bulb. And so we get about a 98% bloom ratio.
They may have up to 1,000 people per day visit the farm on the weekends. They use a timed ticket system to ensure not too many people show up at one time, and everyone gets to enjoy the farm and the tulips. Art's dad will turn 99 this year. Art says his father is amazed that so many people come to this place as word spreads.
You know, sitting on the front porch, started seeing cars come in. He's like, how are you letting people know about this? But as time goes on and he sees how consistent we are with the number of people we get in here, he's just amazed. He wishes his parents could see what we've done with an old poor tobacco farm.
And you can see for yourself as well at Dewberry Farm. Traveling the countryside in Kernersville, North Carolina, I'm Andrew McCray.